会里面我有三堂。In this special convocation, I have three sections.
在这次灵会里面，我要讲三次。
I'm going to use Jeremiah, this topic, for these three sections.
我们将谈想用那个耶利米书的内容来作为这次分享的题目。
I'll be sharing with you different aspects of Jeremiah's life.
我想跟大家一起分享耶利米的生活的不同的方面。
The first section will be talking about Jeremiah's prayers.
首先我们要谈耶利米的祷告。
In this world, when people pray, usually nothing special happens.
那这个世界上很多人祷告的时候并没有很多特别的情况发生。
But at times when people pray, strange things and miracles happen.
但是有时候人祷告的时候却会有很奇怪的或者是有神迹奇事来出现。
I don't know if your brothers and sisters have read Jeremiah.
我不知道大家有没有读过耶利米书。
When Jeremiah prayed, God gave him very, very interesting answers.
当耶利米祷告的时候，神却给他很奇怪的回答。
So let's look at the first prayer of Jeremiah.
那我们来看耶利米书的第一次的祷告。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 15.
我们看耶利米书的十五章。
Jeremiah chapter 15.
耶利米书十五章。
Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 15.
耶利米书十五章第十五节。
Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 15.
耶利米书十五章十五节。
O Lord, you know, remember me and visit me, and take vengeance for me on my persecutors. In your enduring patience, do not take me away. Know that for your sake I have suffered rebuke. Verse 16.
十六节。
Your words were found, and I ate them. And your words was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord, God of hosts. Verse 17.
十七节。
I did not sit in the assembly of the mockers, nor did I rejoice. I sat alone because of your hand, for you have filled me with indignation. Verse 18.
十八节。
Why is my pain perpetual, and my wound incurable, which refuses to be healed? Will you surely be to me like an unreliable stream, as water that fails? Verse 19.
十九节。
Therefore, this says the Lord, if you return, then I will bring you back. You shall stand before me. If you take out the precious from the vial, you shall be as my mouth. Let them return to you, but you must not return to them. Verse 20.
二十节。
And I will make you to this people a fortified bronze wall, and they will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you to save you and deliver you, says the Lord. Verse 21.
二十一节。
I will deliver you from the hand of the wicked. I will redeem you from the grip of the terrible. From Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 15 to 21 is the Jeremiah's prayer and God's answer.
从耶利米书十五章从十五节到第二十一节是想到耶利米的祷告跟神的回答。
From verse 15 to verse 17 is Jeremiah telling God what he has done, what he has suffered.
从十五节到第十七节是耶利米向神诉说他所遭受到的。
He asked God to take vision for him, and also in God's patience, please don't take him away.
那他请求神来为他报仇，也让神来保守他。
Verse 16, he said that how he loved the word of God and how he enjoys the word of God.
十六节讲到他怎么样子喜爱神的话语。
And verse 17, he says that he did not associate, he did not sit with the assembly of mockers, arrogant people. He did not associate with these people.
十七节他讲到他跟那些怨懦的人没有关系。
These mockers are arrogant people.
那些狂妄的，那些喜欢嘲笑人的人。
So basically here, Jeremiah is telling God about the good things that he has.
基本上耶利米是在向神诉说他自己的优良的品德。
But verse 18, this is his question that he has for God.
然后十八节就是耶利米向问神的问题。
Why is my pain perpetual and my wound incurable, which refuses to be healed?
为什么我的痛苦为何长久不止，伤痕无法医治，不能痊愈呢？
So from this verse, we can see that Jeremiah maybe has some kind of physical illness.
这里我们可以看到耶利米可能有什么肉体上的疾病。
And it's not being healed. It's not being cured.
但是这些疾病却得不到医治。
It can be also kind of mental or spiritual one.
也可能会是他精神上的，或者是他的 属灵上的。
And so he's asking God why my wound is not curable.
他就会问神，为什么我这些痛苦、这些伤痕不能去被治愈
？In verse 18, the very last sentence said, he said to God, will you surely be to me like an unreliable stream, as water that fail?
然后十八节最后，他就问神：“难道你待我有诡诈，像流干的河道吗？”
There are some rivers in the land near the border of the Egypt and Israel.
在埃及跟以色列交界的地方有一条河。
And during the rainy season, there will be plenty of water, and so it will form a river.
在雨季的时候，有很充足的水，就会有一条河流过。
But then in time of drought, the river will dry up.
但在干旱的季节，这河就会干掉。
And so, he's thinking in Jeremiah's heart, say, "How come my sickness is not healed?"
他就这里有疑问，对神说：“为什么我的疾病却不能被治疗
？”So, are you like to me, like, oh, at times you give me blessing, at other times you don't heal me?
那他就是觉得神怎么会对他一下子给他祝福，一下子又他有痛苦却不帮他
？It's like unreliable.
所以神好像不太依靠。
Verse 19 to 21 is God's answer for him.
那十九节到第二十一节就是神给他的回答。
And from here, we can see that Jeremiah's cultivation has some problem, and God pointed out to him.
那从这个回答中，我们就可以看出耶利米的这个讲的这个动机有些问题，所以神在这里向他启示。
他的灵修呀。
他的灵修有些问题。
Verse 19 says, "Therefore, this says the Lord: If you return, then I will bring you back."You shall stand before me. If you take out the precious from the vial, you shall be as my mouth. Let them return to you, but you must not return to them. Here, God points out what Jeremiah's problem is.
所以神在第十九节指出来耶利米的问题，就是说，你若归回，我就将你带来，使你站在我面前。你若将富贵和下贱的分别出来，你就可以当我的口。他们必归向你，你却不可以归向他们。
So this is also shows that why his problem is not being resolved.
这里实际上神启示给耶利米看他的问题为什么会没有被解决。
So what is Jeremiah's problem?
那耶利米的问题到底在哪里？
God said to him, "If you return, then I will bring you back. You shall stand before me." This is the first problem.
主为什么说你若归回，我就将你再带来，使你站在我面前？这是耶利米的第一个问题。
Now if you look at from Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 15 to verse 17.We can see that Jeremiah did return to God. Is it easy now?
从第十五节和到第十七节，我们可以看出来，耶利米实际上应该已经回到神面前了。
Well, how he treasured the word of God and how he does not associate with wicked men.
他怎么喜爱神的道理？他怎么样不跟邪恶的人在一起
？Well, and he prayed to God. So we assume that he's supposed to return to God.
但因为他在向神祷告，我们可以假设他应该已经回到神身边了。
But God said to him, "If you return."
但神却说，你若归回。
So from the context, we can see that there is something that Jeremiah hasn't returned to God yet.
那我们可以看到，那有一些方面，耶利米还没有回到神面前。
Let's put a bookmark on Jeremiah chapter 15. Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 7.
那我们在这个地方放一个书签，然后我们再看耶利米书的十七。
Chapter 7.
十七章，耶利米书的十七章。
第七章。First Samuel chapter 7. Chapter 7.
撒母耳记上的第七章。
First Samuel chapter 7.
撒母耳记上的第七章。
Let's start from verse 2.
我们从第二节开始。
First Samuel chapter 7 verse 2.
撒母耳记上的第七章第二节。
So it was that the ark remained in Kirjath, Jearim, a long time.It was there 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. Verse 3.
第三节,
Then Samuel spoke to all the house of Israel, saying, If you return to the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the foreign gods and Ashtoreth from among you, and prepare your hearts for the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you from the hand of Philistine. Here is what Samuel said to the Israelites.
这也就是撒母耳对以色列全家所说的话。
Now we can see that these Israelites, right? At the same time, they lament for God. They long for God.
我们可以看到，这二十年中，以色列实际上全家都已经倾向神。
However, they still have idols.
但是他们心中实际上还是有偶像。
Verse 4, it says, So the children of Israel put away Baals and Ashtoreth and served the Lord only.
这里是第四节才讲到，以色列人就除掉主巴利跟亚斯他路，单单侍奉神。
At that time, they love God, but they also what? They love idols too.
但在那个时候，以色列人是爱神，但是他们也同时爱一些偶像。
So they haven't fully turned back to God.
他们还没有完全的归向神。
And so, yes, we can see that Jeremiah has some good virtues. You know, he loves the word of God, and he doesn't do wicked things and associate with wicked people.
所以虽然我们可以看到耶利米有很好的品德，他不做邪恶的事情，也爱神的话。
And also he suffered for God's sake.
并且他也为神的道理去受苦。
But however, there are certain things that he hasn't turned back to God.
但是肯定有一些方面他还没有回到神面前。
And what are the things that he hasn't turned back to God?
那这些是什么事情呢？他还没有回到神面前呢
？Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 10.
我们再回来看耶利米书的十五章第十节。
Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 10.
耶利米书十五章第十节。
Verse 10.
耶利米书十五章第十节。
Who is me, my mother, that you have borne me, a man of strife, a man of contention to the whole earth? I have neither lent for interest, nor have men lent to me for interest. Every one of them curses me. Please read.
十五章十节，我的母亲啊，我有祸了，因你生我作为遍地相争相竞的人，我素来没有借贷于人，人也没有借贷于我，人人却都咒骂我。
So from here we can see that.As Jeremiah was serving God, he felt that it's very, very difficult.
在这里我们可以看到，耶利米觉得来服侍神是非常困难的事情。
Because he want to, God told him, you got to say what I tell you to say.
那神又告诉他，你要讲我告诉你讲的话。
And because he did so, a lot of people hating him.
因为他这么做了，就有很多人来恨他。
And he felt that.Wait, I didn't lend you, I didn't borrow money from you, I didn't lend you money, right? Why are you always treat me like if, you know, so detesting me?
所以他就会觉得我又不欠你钱，你也不欠我钱，为什么你这样恨恶我？
So from here we can see that he feel discouraged. He didn't look forward to his work.
所以我们在这里看到他感到很泄气，所以他并没有很盼望去为神做工。
And so, his heart has kind of deviated a little bit from God.
他的心也从神身边离开。
And if we look at Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 19, the second half.
我们再看耶利米书十五章第十九节的下半部分。
All the things that he did is that he has something vile that's in him.
所以他在这里说，他
God said to him that God, from what God said, we can see that.Within Jeremiah, there's something vile in him.
所以我们在从神的讲的话里面，我们可以看到耶利米心中有一些偏离，有一些偏向。
It says, "If you take out the precious from the vile, you shall be as my mouth."
他说，你若将富贵的和下贱的分辨出来，你就可以当作我的口。
So we can see that here, there's something that in Jeremiah, he has his good point, but however, he has his bad points.
所以我们可以看到耶利米有他的优点也有他的缺点。
Also another thing is, let them return to you, but you must not return to them.
这里讲到说最后一点是他们必归向你，你却不可归向他们。
So it shows that for Jeremiah, he has tendency want to side it with the people, but God said, no, you cannot go back to them, but they will come to you, but you cannot go back to them.
所以我们可以看到这里耶利米有一个趋势，就是说可能想跟人妥协，但是神却讲到他们可以归向你，你却不可以归向他们。
So what God said, if we return, we have to return to God.
所以神说你要归回。
I mean, return to God.
所以你一定要归到我身边。
Okay, take away the vile things away from you.
把这些偏见都要带走。
Complaining, any self-arrogant, any jealousy, anything that within our heart, we need to take away.
所有的缺点，像我们的嫉妒、我们的骄傲，都要把从我们的心里面除去。
And then we shall be able to serve before God.
这样子，我们才可以在神面前服侍。
And let's look at Matthew.
我们再看
Chapter 12,
马太福音十二章
34.
马太福音十二章
Let's put a bookmark on Jeremiah chapter 15.
我们再把耶利米书再做一下书签。
Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 34.
马太福音十二章。
Matthew chapter 12, verse 34.
马太福音十二章第三十四节。马太福音十二章三十四节。
Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Verse 35. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. 36. But I say to you that for every idle word that men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. Here, Lord Jesus Christ said that whatever people put in their heart, the mouth will speak.
主耶稣在这里讲到，心里面充满了，嘴巴里面就会说出来。
And we can put good things and we can put bad things.
我们在心里面可以放好的东西，也可以放坏的东西。
And for Jeremiah, God wants him to take out what's precious from what's vile.
所以，如果耶利米能够把好的、珍贵的从邪恶的东西里面拿出来的话
，Then he shall be the speaker for God.
他就能成为神的发言人。
God will use his mouth to speak his word.
所以神就会运用他的口来讲出他的话语。
And so this tells us that, you know, in our daily life, you know, sometimes we hear pop music and then we speak the word of God.
那就像我们就想留下到我们现在的事情，就是说我们有时候在世界上，我们一天到晚去听流行音乐，但是却来讲神的话。
Or we say a lot of dirty words or inappropriate words, and then we come and speak for God.
那我们讲一些很肮脏的或者是 不恰当的言语，然后我们却来试图为神讲话。
Then it's not appropriate.
这是不合适的。
So God wants Jeremiah to take away that the vile things away and separate the precious and vile.
所以神让他要把那些下贱的事情要拿走，要把那个富贵跟下贱的分开。
The last one is let them return to you, but you must not return to them.
所以说，他说，他们必须来归向你，而你却不可以归向他们。
We can see that human beings usually are social animals.
我们知道，我们的人类总是一个社会里面的动物。
We don't like to be alone by ourselves.
我们不愿意自己单独相处。
And while Jeremiah was serving God and saying what God wanted him to say, he felt like he's by himself.
当耶利米服侍神。讲神叫告诉他该讲的话的时候，他就觉得他自己是单独的一个人。
And so human have the tendency, so can I be with you? Okay, I don't want to talk about these things. Compromise. I just be with you. We'll not talk about it.
那有时候人就会跟你说，我只是想跟你在一起，我不要想讲这些话。
And so sometimes in our church, we have some believers say such a thing too.
甚至在我们教会也有我们信徒会说这些话。
Sometimes if the holy work is not prosperous,
有时候圣工没有发达
people will start to say, oh, you know what? What true church doctrine, right? What true church preach, right? Sometimes offend people.
那些人就会说，我们真耶稣教会的信条有时候会触犯别人
Because it makes people feel like we are narrow-minded or very, very arrogant.
因为会让别人觉得我们很狭隘或者是很狂妄
So people say,Well, can we not? Do we have to tell them about it? Can we forget about it?
那我们就会有人就会问，我们是可不可以不要告诉他们这些
？And sometimes even people say, "Well, why don't we change it?"
有人甚至会说，为什么我们不改掉这些
？We cannot change the doctrine.
我们不能改掉我们的教义。
These are have to do with salvation.
因为这些都是跟救恩相关。
So we must not we cannot go to other denomination or say, oh, we are together and, oh, that's not true, that's okay.
所以我们不能到其他的教会的派别去说我们是一起的然后我们这样子就可以了我们不能这样子。
So we need to stand firm in our own ground.
因为这样子没有真相所以我们必须要站在我们自己的有自己的标准自己的坚持。
And they can come to us, but we cannot go to them.
他们可以到我们这里来，但是我们却不能到他们那里去。
Because Jeremiah had to speak the word of God, he cannot say, "Okay, forget about words of God. I be like you. I believe what you believe."
所以，因为耶利米必须去讲神的话语，他不能说忘掉神的话语，而是说跟你在一起。
So this is what God said to him.
这就是神告诉他们的。
And verse 20. This is a second message that God gave to Jeremiah.
所以在耶利米书十五章的二十节，就是神给耶利米的第二个信息。
I will make you to this people a fortified bronze wall. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you.
在这里讲到，我必使你向这百姓成为坚固的铜墙，他们必攻击你，却不能胜你。
This is God giving him the assurance that these people will attack you.
这是神给他的保证，他告诉他这些人要攻击你。
But don't worry.
是。却不要担心。
I make you like a fortified bronze wall.
神会让你成为坚固的铜墙。
Very hard, very strong.
很硬，很坚固。
These people will not crush you.
这些人打不倒你。
These people were not able to do what they want to do upon you.
这些人不能做他们想做的事情。
Last message from verse 20, second half to verse 21. It means that God will deliver him from dangers.
那二十节的下半部分就讲到神要拯救他。
So Jeremiah prayed, and God pointed out what's wrong with his spiritual cultivation.
所以耶利米祷告了，神也指出他灵修的问题。
And so today, when we pray, we need to examine ourselves.
所以现在当我们祷告的时候，我们也要在自我反省。
Maybe we pray very fervently.
可能我们很用力的祷告。
We did have a lot of good virtues. We pray very hard. We love the word of God.
我们可能有很多的优点，也能够爱神，也能够去用心的祷告。
But we may commit the same mistake as Jeremiah.
但是我们可能也犯了同样的错误。
He may be feel discouraged. He want to compromise. He want to be with everybody else.
就像耶利米一样，他感到很丧气，他想跟别人妥协，想跟别人一样。
And say the things that he not supposed to say.
讲一些他不应该讲的话。
So this is for our warning.
这是对我们的警醒。
Let's look at the second prayer of Jeremiah.
我们再看耶利米的第二个祷告。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 12.
我们再看是耶利米书的十二章。
Jeremiah chapter 12.
耶利米书十二章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 1.
耶利米书十二章第一节。
Righteous are you, O Lord, when I plead with you. Yet let me talk with you.About your judgments. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why are those happy who deal so treacherously? Verse 2.
第二节,
you have planted them, yes, they have taken root. They grow, yes, they bear fruit. You are near in their mouth, but far from their mind. Verse 3.
第三节,
but you, O Lord, know you have seen me, and you have tested my heart toward you. Put them out.Like sheep for the slaughter, and prepare them for the day of slaughter. Verse 4. How long will the land mourn, and the herb of the every field wither? The beasts and birds are consumed for the wickedness of those who dwell there, because they say, He will not see our final end. In this prayer, Jeremiah had a question about God's justice.
在这段祷告里面，耶利米对神的公义有一些疑问。
He said,Why wicked prosper?
他说为什么邪恶的人却能够那个路却想通呢
And how come those people who do treacherous things are happy?
为什么做坏事的人却很能够很有福气呢
And this is sometimes what people ask.
这就是很多别人有的人经常会问这些问题
People say, you know, I worship God, I fear God, I keep God's commandments.
有些人说我敬拜神我也敬畏神我也遵守神的诫命
And we're not talking about all the believers, we're not talking aboutThe people outside the church. We're talking about inside the church.
我们没有讲教会外的，我们只讲教会里面的。
Because Jeremiah here is talking about the Jerusalem, the God's own people.
因为这里耶利米在讲耶路撒冷，就是神的自己的子民。
And he said some people do wicked things and they're happy, and then the righteous being oppressed and they suffer.
他就会说，有些人做邪恶的事情，他们却能够很幸福。但是我做正义的却能够确实在受苦。
And verse 2, Jeremiah know that God had planted them. They grow, they prosper. You know, God made them happen.
然后第二节他又控诉神是神让他们能够长大。
And of course, Jeremiah knows that God knows everything, and God knows that these people, their thoughts are far from God.
当然耶利米知道神知道一切事情，他也知道他们的思想是与他相远。
And Why these things happen?
但是为什么神却允许这些事情发生呢
？So God answered him.
所以这里神有回答他。
From verse 5 all the way to verse 17.
从第五节 一直到十七节都是神的回答。
Let's look at verse 7.
我们看第七节。
I have forsaken my house, I have left my heritage. I have given the dearly beloved of my soul into the hand of her enemies. Verse 8.
第八节。
My heritage is to me like a lion in the forest. It cries out against me. Therefore, I have hated it. Verse 9.
第九节。
My heritage is to me like a speckled vulture. The vulture all around are against her. Come, assemble all the beasts of the field. Bring them to devour. Verse 10.
第四节。
Many rulers have destroyed my vineyard.They have trodden my portion underfoot. They have made my pleasant portion a desolate wilderness. Verse 11. They have made it desolate. Desolate. It mourns to me. The whole land is made desolate because no one take it to heart. Verse 12. The plunder have come on all the desolate heights in the wilderness. For the sword of the Lord shall devour from one end of the land to the other end of the land. No flesh shall have peace.Here, this is what God said to Jeremiah.
所以从这里讲到就是神告诉耶利米的话。
From verse 7 to verse 9, it says that God had forsaken his heritage, which is the land of Judah.
第七节到第九节讲到神已经放弃了他的产业，就是犹大之地。
This is a very sad thing.
这是很悲哀的事情。
Jeremiah questioned about God's judgment.
那这里有耶利米本来是在怀疑神的公义跟他的审判。
But God told him he is just. God already had made his mind that he would forsake his those people.
那神这里告诉他，他是公义的，他已经决定要把这些人放弃。
From verse 10 to verse 12 is a prophecy that God said, he will send many nations, many rulers to destroy his vineyard. It's also which represent the land of Judah.
第十节到第十二节，他这里是讲到。神将会遣送很多国家的人来毁坏他的葡萄园，就是犹大之地。
So Jeremiah also went through the same thing that many of us went through.
所以耶利米跟我们一样，也是经过了跟我们经历的事情一样。
But what God's answer, the God's answer is very dreadful.
但是神告诉他的却是回答的却是很可怕的。
We don't need to doubt God's judgment.We don't need to doubt God's judgment.
我们不需要去怀疑神的公义。
We know that at the judgment day, that will be a dreadful day.
我们知道在审判那一天，有很多人，对很多人来说，将会是很可怕的一天。
And so we need to equip ourselves.
所以我必须来把我们自己准备好。
Do righteous things and also obey whatever God said.
要做公义的事情，也要做神所嘱咐的。
Let's look at the last prayer of Jeremiah.
我们再看耶利米的最后的祷告。
While Jeremiah was praying, God tell him something that usually he doesn't tell to people.
那在耶利米祷告的时候，神有告诉他一些他并不经常告诉别人的话。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 8.
我们再看耶利米书第七章第八节。
Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 8.
耶利米书第七章第八节。
Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 8.
耶利米书第七章第八节。
Behold, you trust in the lying words that cannot profit. Verse 9.
第九节。
Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, burn incense to Baal, and walk after other gods whom you do not know? Verse 10.
十节。
And then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, We are delivered to do all these abominations.Verse 11. Has this house, which is called by my house, become a den of thieves in your eyes? Behold, I, even I, have seen it, says the Lord. Verse 12.
十二节。
Can you read?
十二节，你们却往示罗去，就是我先前立为我民的居所，查看我因这百姓以色列的罪恶，向那地所行的如何。
Verse 13.
十三节，神说，现在因你们行了这一切的事，我也从早起来警戒你们，你们却不听从，呼唤你们，你们却不答应。十四节。
Verse 14.
所以我要向这称为我名下你们所倚靠的殿，与我所赐给你们和你们列祖的地施行，照我从前向示罗所行的一样。十五节。
Verse 15.
我必将你们从我眼前赶出，正如赶出你们的众弟兄，就是以法莲的一切后裔。
Verse 16.
十六节。所以你们不要为这百姓祈祷。不要为他们呼求祷告，也不要向我为他们祈求，因我不听允你。十七节， 他们在犹大城邑和耶路撒冷街上所行的，你没有看见吗？
18节，
孩子剪柴，父亲烧火，妇女薄面做饼献给天后，又向别神祭奠，惹我发怒。19节，神说他们岂是惹我发怒了，不是自己惹祸以致脸上惭愧吗？20节，所以主神如此说，看哪，我必将我的怒气和愤怒倾在这地方的人和牲畜上，并田野的树木和地里的出产上，必如火着起，不能熄灭。
From Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 8 to verse 15, it says that these people continue to do wicked things.
在耶利米书的第七章第八节到第十五节，讲到这些人继续做一些邪恶的事情。
Verse 16, God said to Jeremiah, don't pray to me about these people.
那十六节，神就后来就告诉他，都不要为这些百姓祈祷。
You don't need to intercede for him.For them, because I will not hear you.
他说，你不要为他们再求了，因为我不会再听。
How come God doesn't listen to people's intercession?
为什么神都不听人的来代祷了？
God said to Jeremiah, just look at them.
神说，你看看他们。
Let's look at verse 17 to 20.
我们看第十七节到第二十节。
God cannot find a righteous person.
神找不到一个正义的人。
In fact, the whole family are worshiping idols.
他们整个家庭都在那拜偶像。
Every family member participate worshiping idol.
每个家庭的成员都在参加拜偶像的事情。
The father kindled fire.
那父亲在烧火。
Oh, the mother kneaded dough.
妈妈在做饼。
Oh, the children gathered the sticks.
孩子在捡柴。
Everybody participate.
每个人都在加入。
And God cannot have any compassion for them.
那神都没有办法有任何的怜悯。
Because in the family, there's not one righteous person. There's no one innocent person.
在这个家庭里面都没有一个正义的人。
And so God said to Jeremiah, "Don't pray to me about for these people."
那所以神就告诉耶利米说，不要为这些人祷告。
And today, this is what we need to be careful.
所以今天我们要很小心仔细。
You know, usually.Jeremiah, you know, usually we pray, right? If God doesn't agree with it, or God doesn't want to do it, you know, he just don't do it. He doesn't tell us. I won't do it.
那如果是我们祷告的时候，神并没有听我们，是因为他直接
he doesn't even answer us.
因为神
tell us why he didn't answer us.
神都不会告诉我们为什么他没有回答。
But for Jeremiah, it's very interesting.Jeremiah want to pray for these people, but God said, "Don't pray."
那在对耶利米来说确实很奇怪，因为耶利米祷告的时候，神告诉他不要祷告。
Yeah. Did it ever happen to you when you pray? God said, "Don't pray."
那你有没有这种经历？你祷告的时候，神说你不要祷告。
Usually, preachers say, "Keep praying," right?
因为传道都会告诉你持续祷告。
God is the one who said, "Don't pray."
但是这里神就讲到不要祷告。
So this is to teach us that.You know, in our family, let's not have idols, and let's not everybody participate worshiping idol.
所以说，这告诉我们，在我们一家里面，不要每个人都去拜偶像。
No, of course we say, oh, we're not worship idol, but we're talking about the spiritual idols.
那当然，你们会说，我们都没有在拜偶像啊，但是我们却在讲的是属灵上的偶像。
These idols, some of them, money is number one in some people's family.
有时候这个偶像就是金钱，在每个家庭里面，金钱就是第一。
Money is very important, most important.
那爸爸会说，钱非常重要。
Faith number two.
信心第二。
Right. Sometimes father say, "Son, come here, let me tell you."
有时候爸爸会把孩子叫到身边。
You know, don't be so serious about faith.
就告诉他说，哎呀，不要对那个信仰那么认真呐。
God will not give you money from heaven.
神不会从天上降下钱给你。
You have to be realistic.
你必须很那个非常现实。
So, you know, if you're hungry, money can solve your problem. God cannot.
如果你肚子饿的话，钱是可以帮你解决问题，但是神却不能。
Teaching the children, money is number one.
所以他在教育孩子，钱是第一的。
Also tell the wife too. Money is number one. Work hard, earn money.
他告诉太太，钱是最重要，所以你要努力工作来赚钱。
Sabbath.If you can keep it, it's good. But if you cannot, it's okay.
如果是安息日的话，你能够去当然好，不能去也没关系。
That's putting money number one, like an idol.
那这种方法就是把钱放在第一位，就是把钱当作偶像。
And when people into pray for them, God will not listen. Very hard. God said, "These people, their heart is far from me."
如果神这样子，如果我们为他们这样的人祷告的话，神都不会听，因为说神说这些人心都偏离我。
Let's look at a second prayer. Let's look at another prayer. Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 11.
我们再看另一个祷告，然后是在耶利米书的第十一章
，verse 11。Therefore, thus said the Lord, Behold, I will surely bring calamity on them, which they will not be able to escape. And though they cry out to me, I will not listen to them. Verse 12. Then the city of the Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem will go and cry out to God, to whom they offer incense, but they will not save them at all in the time of their trouble. Verse 13. For according to the numbers of your city were your gods, O Judah, and according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem, you have set up altars to that shameful thing, altars to burn incense to Baal. Verse 14. So do not pray for this people or lift out a cry or prayer for them, for I will not hear them in the times that they cry out to me because of their trouble. Here, the second reason God will not listen to Jeremiah's prayer is because these people had too many idols.
那另外一个原因，神之所以不听耶利米的祷告，其实因为这些人有太多的偶像。
Not just one, many.
不只是一个偶像而已，并且太多。
The number of your gods is same as the number of your streets.
他说，神说，偶像的数目跟你街道的数目都一样。
How many streets do we have in Los Angeles?
我们在洛杉矶有多少街道，是吧？
If you look at the map, right, so many.
我们看地图的话，有太多的街道。
These people, right, God said, they have so many idols in their hearts.
这些人在心里面也有这么多的偶像。
Sometimes self-indulgence.
有时候是自我的陶醉，有时候是骄傲，有时候是自我中心。
So many of them.
金钱。
And fill their heart, and they are so far from God.
所有这些都装在他们心里面，他们的心就远离神。
If they have, even if they take one away, they have still 9,999 left.
即使他们把一个偶像除去，他们还有9,999个偶像在心里面。
And so God doesn't want to hear people's prayer, Jeremiah's prayer.
神当然不愿意去听耶利米为他们的代祷。
So today we need to be careful. We only have one God, no other gods.
所以我们今天要小心，我们只有我们独一的真神。
Let's look at last one. Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 14.
我们再看最后一个，我们看耶利米书第十四章
，verse 10。
十四章第十节。
Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 10.
耶利米书十四章十节。
This says the Lord to this people. This they have loved to wander. They have not restrained their feet.Therefore, the Lord does not accept them. He will remember their iniquity now and punish their sin. Verse 11. Then the Lord said to me, Do not pray for this people for their good. Verse 12. When they fast, I will not hear their cry. And when they offer burnt offering and grain offering, I will not accept them. But I will consume them by the sword, by the famine, and by pestilence. Here, it tells us the third reason why God doesn't listen to Jeremiah's prayer. It's because they love to wander.
是因为他们喜爱到处走。
They have not restrained their feet.
他从来不限制他们的脚步。
What does it mean?
那这是什么意思呢？
They love to wander from God.
是意味着他们喜欢从神身边离开。
They want nothing to do with God.
他们不想跟神有什么关系。
Sometimes for some believers, they feel that it's so painful to come to church.
有时候对有些信徒来说，来到教会是多么痛苦的一件事情。
Sometimes praying is so painful to him.
祷告对他们来说也是很痛苦的。
They want to do anything else but prayer or come to church.
他们愿意做任何其他的事情，但是就是不想来教会或者来祷告。
They feel like it's such a pain to them.
对他们来说
，to draw too close to God.
对他们来说这样子很痛苦。
But they want to think. They want to do anything else.
他们却愿意去做别的事情。
Anything but come to service.
他们可以做别的事情，但是就是不愿意来到聚会。
This is not unbelievers. We talk about the believers.
我们在讲我们的信徒，不是讲还没有信的人。
So they love to. Some people love to wander from God.
所以那些人喜欢从神身边离开。
Very sad.
非常悲哀。
God does not accept them.
所以神就不会接受他们。
God will remember their iniquity.
神就会纪念他的罪恶。
Punish their sins.
也会来 惩罚他们。
So please, if preacher or worker pray for you.
所以如果是神的工人在为你们祷告的时候
，or you ask the workers to pray for you.
或者你请求神的工人为你们祷告的时候
，very important. Our heart needs to change. Our heart needs to turn back to God.
很重要的是，我们的心，自己的心必须先改变来。来归向神。
If we love to wander, have nothing to do with God, but we just on ourselves, pray for me, pray for me.
但是如果我们的心本来就喜欢要从神身边离开的话，然后你再请别人跟你祷告的话
，it would not work.
这祷告没有用处的。
So in order to have God's mercy,
所以需要如果有神的恩典恩慈的话
，in order for God to listen to our intercession,
要为了要使神能听我们的代祷的话。
We need to put away our idols.
我们必须把我们的偶像除去。
We need to only serve God only.
我们必须来服侍神。
Okay. And we need to love to draw near to God.
我们要喜爱来跟神靠近。
So today we have mentioned these three examples.
所以我们有提到三个例子。
The first example is had to do with Jeremiah's cultivation.
所以第一个例子就是要跟耶利米的灵修有关。
The second one is Jeremiah questioned God's justice.
第二个就是耶利米有向对神的公义有疑问。
The third one is that God told Jeremiah three times not to pray.
第三个意思就是说神告诉耶利米三次不要祷告。
And we have learned for this prayer what are the teachings and for our life.
我们也学到这些例子能告诉我们什么样的教训，也能够怎么样子应用在我们的生活中。
Let's bow our heads, pray in silence.
让我们在同心默祷。